Welcome to A Time of Hope with highlights of last Sunday's worship service. I'm Russell Cobb, the pastor of United Church of Christ of California and the Salem United Church of Christ. Salem's worship is at 8:30, California Sunday School is at 9:30, and their worship is at 10:30. Please join us in person or you can catch us online at our website. We continue our sermon series, Obeying God's Vision, that is looking at the book of Daniel. We'll be in chapter 9 this morning. Starting in chapter 7, Daniel starts to receive visions about the near and distant future. Many of those visions sound like the book of Revelations from the New Testament. But in chapter 9, we have a prayer of Daniel recorded for us. It is a model prayer for all of us of how to approach God when we need forgiveness. Daniel is praying on behalf of the Jewish people and himself, who've been in exile for 70 years, but God has promised them that they would return to Jerusalem after those 70 years. Daniel's praying to God to remember his promise and to forgive his people. We all need forgiveness, and this prayer shows us how to ask for that forgiveness. May God bless and keep you, and may his face shine upon you. And thank you for listening. Today, a heavenly chorus echoes down to the depths of earth. Will you join the angels as they sing?
Holy, 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 is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
Brothers and sisters, it is time to worship, to join our voices in praise and adoration. Let us worship the triune God who creates, redeems, and keeps us forever. Our first hymn this morning is Faith of Our Fathers. We're going to ask Ava Motley to come up and do her Father's Day devotion this morning to start things off.
Good morning and happy Father's Day. My name is Ava Motley, and I'll be a freshman at California High School next school year. And my dad is Damon Motley. I am happy to be here today to help honor my dad and all the fathers that have influenced our lives. My dad grew up in Independence, Missouri, and since before I was born, he has worked weekend shifts at one hospital or another, either as an exercise physiologist or more recently a nurse. My dad has worked a lot to help support our family, and he doesn't always love going to work, and I'm sure he likes to take more days off to do the things he enjoys. My dad has lots of patience, and he spends his days being calm with his patients at work when they may not be, and he has patience with my brother, sister, and I when he is at home. When we have free time together, we like to play pickleball and watch movies. My dad also has an endless supply of dad jokes, and it isn't unusual to hear a collective groan at the dinner table when he tells us a new joke. My dad, like so many other dads, worked very hard to provide for our family. The Bible contains many examples of devoted fathers who worked to provide for their families. One of those fathers whose hard work, devotion, and faithfulness stands out to me is Noah. The Bible tells us about Noah, whose faithfulness to God led him to build an ark to save his family from the flood. While the people around him were having fun without thinking about how they should act, Noah honored God with hard work and by doing what was right. He was an example of a father who worked tirelessly to do what he believed God called him to do. Noah was given a huge responsibility to carry out in order to provide safety for his family and the animals of earth. God gave Noah certain instructions to follow. Noah was given information about the dimensions of the ark, the placement of the doors and the windows, the building supplies to use, and the animals he was supposed to take, and the food he should also take. Sometimes when I'm given a long list of certain tasks to carry out, I'm tempted to cut corners or do things the way I want. But according to Genesis chapter 6, verse 22, Noah did everything just as God commanded him. According to the Bible, the rain lasted 40 days, but the water flooded the earth for 150 days before God sent the wind to dry the flood waters. After all that time, I'm sure Noah was tired and wanted nothing more to do than to settle and rest and have a little space for himself. However, Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 says, "Then instead of resting, Noah built an altar to the Lord, and taking some of all the clean animals and the clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it. Even when his work was done, it wasn't really done." Today we celebrate the fathers among us. They are patient, hardworking examples that even when their work is done, it isn't really done. Thank you for the time you have given to help support your families and the fun patience you bring with you, the dad jokes you share, and the examples of faith you provide. Thank you.
Stacy Frederick brings our special music for the morning.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay down my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father.
Happy Father's Day. I am Hunter David Hall, son of Brett David Hall and grandson to David Hall. As you can tell by my name, from the time my parents named me, my dad was already passing along family traditions and commonalities. Every now and then, I am reminded of how my personality mimics that of my dad's when he was younger. And I used to always look up to my dad until I ran on his parade and became a lot taller than he is. My dad also taught me to love dirt bike riding and racing. On an August day almost 3 years ago, I was out riding my dirt bike, just like I had done many times before. Little did we know, this would not turn out to be a regular ride, and my dad ended up becoming an angel who possibly saved my life. I ended up crashing, and the bike eventually ended up landing on top of me. Because of that, I suffered a laceration so deep on my leg that I received a total of 4 layers of stitches. Along with this, I had a second-degree burn on my arm from when the exhaust burned me when the bike fell on me. And my elbow filled up with fluid from when I hit the ground. It was by God's grace that my dad just happened to be in the right place at the right time and was able to bring me back to the house and drive me to the hospital where I spent the next 24 hours. If my dad had not been in the right place at the right time, I'm not sure that I would be here or that I would have been able to get that bike off of me, and it is possible that I wouldn't be here with us now. Starting from a young age, my dad has instilled in me the importance of coming to church and living a Christian life. He's taught me the importance of growing up to become a strong Christian male and eventually a strong Christian husband and father. And that is what I'm here to talk about today. Fathers are meant to be guides. They are meant to give wisdom to their kids. This doesn't mean that every dad has to be a genius, but they have to have an instinct to want the best for their kids. Dads also show them how to make wise decisions and are meant to guide us. God designed it this way, and we should lean on our dads when we need advice. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 11 and 12, it says, "My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves. As a father, the son he delights in." And in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, start off the children the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. This shows the importance of a father's ability to lead their children on the correct path so that they are able to do what is right. Fathers also provide stability. Great dads are the backbone to the family unit. They provide a steady foundation, and my dad is just that. In Bible verses about fathers, we see that they provide steadiness that we need to look out from our homes and into the world as we eventually build families of our own. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14 say, "Be on guard, stand firm in faith, be courageous, be strong, act like men." Without the presence of a strong, faithful Christian father, it is a lot easier for the family to fall apart and drift away. Fortunately for me, I have had great role models in my life, in my dad, my Grandpa David, and my Grandpa Gene, who have shown me the true importance of how to help maintain a strong family. As I wrap up today, I hope that you all in the audience are able to truly grasp how important those fathers are in our lives and are able to give them thanks. Happy Father's Day.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Connor Brockus. And today I want to talk about my dad, Adam Brockus, how he reflects what the Bible teaches about fathers, especially in Proverbs 23 and 24, which says, "The father of a righteous son will rejoice greatly, and one who fathers a wise son will delight in him." When I read that verse, I think of my dad, not just because he's a father, but because he actually lives this out. He's always teaching me right from wrong, even when I don't want to hear it. He gets proud of me, not just when I win a game or get good grades, but when I show kindness, make a good choice, when I try again after messing up. I know he finds joy when he sees me trying to become a better person. But it's not just about what he sees in me. He's also the one who's helping build that foundation in me. Proverbs 24, verse 3 through 4 says, "By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Through knowledge its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures." My dad works hard to build our family, not just with his hands, but with his heart. He shows wisdom when he talks to me about life, about responsibility, and about treating people fairly. He's helped shape our home into a place where I feel safe, loved, and challenged to grow. He doesn't just talk the talk. He shows it, whether he's working out in the shop, helping someone out, or hanging out with just his kids. He's showing what it means to lead with integrity. That's something I want to carry with me. This year, we lost someone very important to our family. My papa, my mom's dad. He was a strong, kind, and generous man. I watched the way he loved my mom, helped others, and never hesitated to give someone the shirt off his back if they needed it. My mom says a lot of the goodness in me comes from him. So today I just want to say thank you to my dad for leading with love, teaching with patience, and showing me what a godly man looks like. I hope that someday I'll be the kind of man he is, wise, hardworking, and his unwavering support for the people he loves. Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Today I have the honor of speaking about my dad, Harold Clinton, on this Father's Day. While there is no way to sum up a whole life in just a few minutes, I hope to share a few memories and show that kindness he was throughout. Steady, faithful, hardworking, quietly full of love. Dad only had an eighth grade education, finishing Highland School, a one-room schoolhouse. But from an early age, he learned something that a lot of folks take a lifetime to figure out, that education doesn't end when school does. He decided to go to work butchering hogs and cattle alongside his family. That helped establish Clinton Meats in the 1950s. Later in the 1960s, he built a new butcher shop, turning hard work into a lifelong commitment to the community. On October 10th, 1969, a stormy night, I'm told, he married my mom, Ruth Flippin, and not long after, I came along. From the beginning, we were a church-going family. My grandparents, Nick and Trella, were deeply committed to their faith, never missing a Sunday, unless absolutely necessary. For the Clintons, perfect attendance wasn't just a goal, it was a priority. Growing up with alternated between Main Street Baptist Church and UCC until 1984 when Mom became a member of UCC, and that became our church home. We were faithful in attending Sunday school, Sunday, rain, snow, or shine. I remember one snowy morning, I went to pick up Dad, and as I was backing out of the driveway, my car just kept going backwards and backwards and backwards, and it was really stuck, and Dad just said, "Let's take the John Deere." By that time, it was just Dad and me. So we did. Let me tell you, the church parking lot looked a little funny with a tractor in the parking lot that morning, but we were there. Dad didn't just show up at church, he served. He was the recording secretary for Sunday school for several years, plus he served on the consistory. And his commitment carried over into our everyday lives too. He was a big on school attendance. One of his favorite sayings was, "If you're not sick enough to go to the doctor, you're well enough to go to school." Thanks to him, I had perfect attendance from second through sixth grade, except for the first grade when I had to have an emergency appendix surgery the last 2 weeks of school, which he let that one slide. Dad loved having season tickets to the Missouri Tiger men's basketball. And yes, we were not the ones that left at halftime when they were up so high. We had to stay for the entire game. Dad loved helping youth. He was involved in the Wonder Workers 4-H Club, especially curing hams. He loved showing hogs at county and state fairs, and that love passed on to me. Because of Dad, I started showing Chester White hogs for 4-H and FFA. And we never took just one. We always had to take two per class, unless it was a state fair, and then it was three and four per class. Dad was dedicated to the Montague County Fair, serving on the fair board and helping build two food shacks, one of which still runs behind the grandstands. We even had started the agriculture building in the Missouri State Fair for several years. He took special pride in winning the Grand Champion Hams, which he did year after year in the 1970s and 80s. But more than this work on more awards, but more than his work and more than awards, he was always remembered for this. Dad was deeply dedicated to his faith in God. That was a constant in everything he did, whether he was raising hogs, showing up for church in a tractor, or quietly encouraging perfect attendance. He loved a life, quiet, consistency, devoted, and love. So today on Father's Day, I thank God for my dad, not just the things he taught me, but for the steady example he lived out. He didn't need attention or applause. He simply showed up with faith, hard work, and love. And because of that, the legacy to this is the work that he did. In his faith he lived, and in the people he loved. May we honor the kind of life, not just in our words today, but the life we live, quiet faithfulness every day.
My dad's name was Richard Mortensen. And when Russ asked us to talk about our dads today, I knew it wasn't going to be easy. It's been 7 years since I lost my dad, and even though that much time has passed, it's still hard. I had an amazing dad. There was not much he couldn't do, and when it came to building something, he could do just about anything. He graduated high school in 1956 and married my mom that summer. Along about that time, he had a tryout with the Chicago White Sox to play baseball. He was good at that, too. He ended up in Tipton as the head of the meat department at the Gerb supermarket. That was his primary job. But his second job was farming. We had 120 acres, and at our peak, we had about 500 head of hogs and 40 head of cattle. Not bad for a second job. Dad worked hard all his life, and he was not one to sit around and do nothing or even relax. After 10 years at Gerb's, he decided to start a business. So for the next 10 or more years, he built and ran Mortensen Hardware in Tipton, and even had a hardware store here in California for a while. After I graduated high school, he sold the farm and built a house just south of Tipton. He must have enjoyed doing that, because after that, he had my mom run the hardware store and he built houses. He would build a house, and then he and mom would sell the house they were living in and move into the new house. They did that over and over again. I'm not sure how many times. At one point, I told him that I wasn't helping him move anymore, and he needed to build a house and stay in it. After that, he built several houses for other folks. He built a house for both of my brothers and one for me too. I've been in my house now almost 26 years, and I know it will be hard to someday let it go because so much of my dad is in that house. Dad had only the very best folks work on his houses. Gary Walter dug a lot of his basements. And I know that Harvey Kilmer laid brick for Dad. After he retired from building houses, he started doing woodworking in a shop my brother had. He built some really beautiful furniture. I have a china cabinet in my dining room he built, and we have a headboard in our bedroom that he made. There was nothing he couldn't do with his hands. I just wish that I had a little bit of the talent he had. When my other brother took over a restaurant in Syracuse, my dad spent his late 70s helping him by smoking brisket, ribs, and pork steaks and making pulled pork. He also cooked steaks on Friday and Saturday nights. Even after all Dad had to do in his life, he also found time for my brothers and me. He played ball with us anytime he could spare a few extra minutes, even when he was worn out from the day's work. He took us to a few Cardinals games in St. Louis. We were big Cardinals fans back in the day. He loved to fish and we fished a lot. We had ponds on the farm we fished in, and then later we fished from a boat on the Lake of the Ozarks, Truman Lake, Pomme de Terre, and Norfolk. I also fished with Dad on Real Foot Lake in Tennessee and Red Lake in Ontario, Canada. Those were special times. We worked pretty hard on the farm, and Dad expected a lot from us, and he pushed us beyond what we wanted to do or even what we thought we could do. If he ever sent me to the barn to get a tool, I was never fast enough to get it back to him. And I remember coming home with a grade card of all A's, and he looked at me and said, "I think you could probably do better than that." He strongly adhered to Proverbs 13:24. "He who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him diligently." He must have loved me a lot because I was disciplined a lot. He loved the Lord too. We were raised in the church, seldom missed a Sunday, and Dad prayed at mealtime. And if you ever visited their house, you would see his Bible and his Sunday school book on the dining room table. He was devoted to his church, and he would often do renovation projects and fundraising projects and anything that was ever asked of him. Dad lived by the verse in the book of James, "Faith without works is dead." Dad did the work. He pushed me hard, but I'm glad he did. God blessed me with a good mom and a good dad, and I'm thankful for that. I am thankful for how hard he pushed me and for the faith he instilled in me and even the discipline he gave me. Just a word of advice. If you still have your dad with you, cherish the time you have. One day he won't be there and you'll miss him a lot. I miss mine, but because of his faith and what he passed on to me, we will be together again one day. I hope all you dads out there have a great day.
Good morning. So this morning is a, honestly to me, it's a really special morning because I know my dad, which is all the way back there, my dad, Jess Sr., Midland, he's cared a lot about me and Charlie and Mackenzie. Don't know how he takes Kenzie though. It's here, there, everywhere. But my dad, he's done a lot for me as a kid growing up. And he's taught me a lot as well. He's really pushed me on things that he wants me to learn so I can also teach my kids and push them to learn and succeed. But the one thing I think me and him do not like is putting up fence for the chickens. Unless Teddy Beaker gives us a trencher, which that thing works well. But things that remind me of my dad, almost anything in the world, if you could talk about anything, my dad would pop up right in my mind. And I'd be like, that reminds me of him. Especially when we talk about Grandpa or Great-Grandpa Eddie, that always pops up in my mind, especially when he talks about guitar. I can't do it, and my dad's like, well, you gotta find that book. I'm just better with not. But my dad still, he pushes me a lot, and I'm really grateful for that. He likes teaching me a lot of things, and it's just so special to me, and I feel proud when I'm getting taught all these things, and I know how much they mean to him. And so a couple verses that I found. One of the verses I found was Psalms 103, verse 13. It says, "As a father has compassions on his children, so the Lord has compassions on those who fear him." And I saw that verse and I just thought about it. I was like, that's comparing fathers with God and what they want. Fathers want his kids to learn. They want to teach. They want to push. They want to make sure we learn so we can do good in the future. That's exactly what God does to us.